How fun was Christmas as a kid? I mean, that's even an expression, right? Happier than a kid on Christmas or whatever. But man, once you become an adult, those responsibilities just start piling up. You got to start worrying about time off and how much time you're going to work and when the kids are in school and when they're out of school and how we're traveling here and what hotel we're staying at and do we need a flight. And it gets expensive. And then you've got all the extra added stress of, oh, I got to hang this light and I got to put up this tree. And then we got to wrap the presents. But most importantly, the financial stress of, we got to buy all of these presents. Don't put Christmas on a credit card. Hurry to savewithconrad.com. We want to make sure that you hit 2022 the way you planned on, ahead of the game. Don't go overspend and kick the can down the road and make it one of your New Year's resolutions next year where you say, well, I guess this year I'm going to try to get out of debt and save money. Do it right now. All the experts are predicting that interest rates are going to rise next year. Don't take my word for it. Throw it in your Google machine. But here's what's happened in the last 2 years. All of a sudden, your house is probably worth more than ever. Why not use some of your newfound equity to get the best interest rate you've ever had while we've still got them? Get rid of your PMI. That in and of itself might save you $200 or $300. And at the same time, get rid of all your credit card debt, just like that. If you can hear my voice and you're in a 30-year loan, if you've got a second mortgage, if you've got credit card debt, if you've got a car loan, you owe it to yourself to just get a quick quote right now at savewithconrad.com. Oh, and how's this for starters? Your single biggest bill, you know, your house payment, you won't have to make that in December or January. You're done until February 1st. You get a 2-month break from your single biggest bill right here during the holidays. That's going to get you the cash you need to not put Christmas on a credit card. And that credit card debt, it'll be gone forever thanks to savewithconrad.com. Go read some of our 5-star reviews all for yourself. Type this into your browser right now, conradreviews.com. conradreviews.com. See what our actual customers are saying about the process and their experience. It's almost 5 stars across the board. And then hurry to savewithconrad.com. Get yourself a quick quote. Find out how much money you can save for free. We're routinely helping our podcast listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. Heck, the other day we helped a guy save more than $1,100 a month. I want to be clear. He didn't save $1,100 one time. He's saving it this month, next month, the month after that, all because he went to savewithconrad.com. And you can do it too. You don't need perfect credit. You don't need money out of your pocket. And if we can't save you some money, we won't waste your time. But right here during the holidays, what are you waiting for? Make this the best Christmas ever. Let's be like kids on Christmas and not have the financial stress of worrying about what are we going to do? You're going to get out of debt faster and with cheaper monthly payments than you ever thought possible because you went to savewithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. That's savewithconrad.com. Give the ultimate gift to the wrestling fan in your life this holiday season. You've asked for it, and I can't believe this is real, but now you can give the gift of ad-free shows. Head over to adfreegift.com now to purchase an ad-free show subscription for a friend or loved one. Simply click on Gift a Subscription up at the top and choose a plan. Plug in their email address, and just like that, your gift is on its way to their inbox. In my opinion, you simply will not find a better value in wrestling this holiday season. Early ad-free access to all 7 of my podcasts plus video starting at just $9 a month. We've also got tons of exclusive bonus content on top of it for just $29. So what are you waiting for? Get over with that special someone in your life by giving the gift of ad-free shows. Visit adfreegift.com right now to get started. That's adfreegift.com. Your one-stop shop for the wrestling fan in your life this holiday season is adfreegift.com. Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Arn, and of course we couldn't do it but the Hall of Famer himself, the founder of the Four Horsemen, the creator, the inventor, if you will, of the Spine Buster. He is the enforcer. He is AA, Arn Anderson. Arn, how are you, man?
You left out lover of Christmas time.
Ooh, here we are. Christmas Day. Come on with it. How excited are you, man? Christmas is here.
I'm a kid. I've always loved Christmas. I always still try to get surprises and put under the tree that nobody knows. And our family really goes out. You know, it's just a nice little, the four of us hanging out Christmas Eve and Christmas night. But it's just one of those deals. It's just, we go down to McCannville and see the lights and all that stuff and drive through the neighborhood. It's outstanding, ain't it?
It is. It's the best, man. It really is the best time of year. Of course, Cassio and I, friend of the show, we really love Thanksgiving, but man, Christmas is hard to beat. So let's talk about Christmas for a minute. We've heard a lot about Mrs. Anderson, and of course, everybody listening to this at least knows about Brock. We don't really know about your other child. What's going on with him? And what's he up to these days?
Well, he's not a child. He's a grown ass man.
Yes, he is.
You know, and he came along in that time frame with Cody and Ashley and all those kids, and he's doing good. He floats around from different jobs. He's in the food industry and bartending industry, and you know, when things are good, that can be a pretty decent job for folks.
Hell yeah, it can.
You know, when it's not, it's not, no marriage, no kids, you know, it's, he's still trying to find his way on through this tangled web we call life. And, but he's doing good, and, I'm proud of him, and, we're good.
We're glad to hear it. And we're great here today. We're talking about November, 1986. Of course, that is the month where Starrcade 86 happened. And by the way, if you want to hear Dax Harwood, not Hardwood, despite what your figure may say, but Dax Harwood from FTR, AKA AEW, easy for me to say, you and he are going to be watching your cage match from Starrcade 86 over at adfreeshows.com as soon as we hang up, right?
Absolutely. And there's a lesson to be learned watching that match. I'm going to enjoy watching it myself.
Stone Cold Steve Austin said years ago on his podcast, it was maybe his favorite tag match ever. And you guys can watch it along with Arn Anderson and Dax from FTR over at adfreeshows.com. But without further ado, let's get to it. Let's talk about November 86. November 1st is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You've got Ricky and Robert taking on Ole and Arn. Philadelphia, man, it's like the home of hardcore wrestling. And here you guys are with some of the biggest stars of 1986, the Rock and Roll Express. Philadelphia, any great Philadelphia memories you can share with us?
Well, as it were, last week we did a signing, Brock and I, Icons of Wrestling in Philadelphia. Were you aware of that?
I was. Icons of Wrestling, of course, is in the old ECW arena. What a cool spot that is, man. That must have been fun to see the old ECW arena, which I think you wrestled one time in. Is that right?
Yeah, I did a couple of shows, TV shows. What was cool was, you know, I got to see some guys that I haven't seen in a while. I saw Gail Kim, who was, you know, very, very nice, and as she always is. I saw Barbarian. I saw Warlord. I saw Haku. You know, there was a lot of guys that came by. Bubba Dudley stopped by. Devon Dudley stopped by. Kevin Thorne, who was one of my proteges years ago, who has had a lot of aptitude for this business. I wish things would have turned out better, but he's making a fortune kind of in your kind of work.
Real estate, right? Yeah.
Real estate. Yeah, he's doing well. He ain't complaining. And I just got to see it, and I'm sure I'm leaving a couple of folks out, but I got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen. Jerry Lawler was right beside us. You know, Sarge was right down the way. It's always a pleasure to see those guys. Luger was there. It was cool. It was a really good time. It was a good 4.5 hours, again, with the opportunity of thanking the fans, which I've never had an opportunity to do because I was always working. And it just feels good, man. And, you know, they're digging the podcast. That's the first thing they say. Love the podcast. So hats off to you, my man.
You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. And as the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone. Everyone knows the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Well, whatever that means, they're tuning in for you and we're glad they do. Let's go to November 1st. We've got an episode of Worldwide here and we've got a promo from the Andersons, both Ole and Arn. Let's take a listen. November 1st, 1986.
It is something. Now look, two of the four horsemen, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, The Rock, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
You know, they talk about Starrcade and all the things that are happening. I've never seen a scaffold match myself, and I'm looking.
Wait a minute. Mr.
Arn, somebody been looking for us. We're real hard to find. Where have you been hiding, Crockett? Every day
we have a contract for Starrcade, world title match, in a cage.
Let me tell you, anytime we get in the ring with the Rock and Roll Express, you know it's going to happen. Everybody knows it's going to happen. And if you make the mistake of putting us in there in a cage, well, then what do you think is going to happen to the Rock and Roll Express, Crockett? Your little favorite boys are going to get pounded right in the ground. Look at you stand there. You haven't got nothing to say. It's probably the first time in your life you've been speechless. Well, I'm not speechless. And I'll tell you what, you know doggone well there ain't nobody in the world that's going to beat me and Arn. And nobody in the world is going to beat us when we're in a cage. When we get done with them, they're
going to... Are you going to sign the contract?
You ask a dumb question like that. Tell him, Arn.
All I can tell you, Mr. Crockett and Mr. Crockett, this is more collusion. It's simply collusion out of what you consider the power structure in. The bottom line is the four horsemen dictate policy all over this world. What we say goes, not what you say or not what you say. Because when we get in a square and circle, it's with the Rock and Roll Express. It's not with you and it's not with you.
Are you
going to
sign?
I'm talking about something more important. The bottom line is, Rock and Roll, Father Time has caught up with you. You take a look at me, you take a look at the Rock, you're looking at 550, 60 pounds. Whether or not it's a cage, that's beside the point. The bottom line is, you're not tough enough, and all this little collusion out of the Crockett has done is just lit a fire under our butt. The four horsemen shall prevail, period. Starrcade means good player. David Crockett, quit interrupting me.
What do you think, Crockett? What do you think? Another Crockett. Everywhere you look, Crockett's all over the place. I'll tell you what, when we get in that cage match, everybody's saying goodbye. You better write letters to the Rock and Roll Express because it'll be the last time they'll ever be able to read them. When we get done, there won't be any Rock and Roll Express. You put them in a cage against us, you're making the biggest mistake of your life. And that guy is making the biggest mistake of his life, too. Why don't you shut up and let me say something? Rock and Roll Express, it's
fine. All right, we'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. I wish they would sign instead of talking.
So how about that, man? The ambush of Jim Crockett Jr. saying not only do you have a match at Starrcade, a cage match. You guys weren't too happy about that. That was a fun promo.
It never occurred to me, but I just got away with screaming at a couple of millionaires.
Yes, you did.
That was outstanding. I never get to do that. You can't holler at millionaires or billionaires, but I guess I got away with one. But they still got what they wanted because we signed the contract. That was not an issue.
Super fun to go back and watch a moment like that. By the way, that aired on Worldwide, which was the syndicated show. Here's a promo from the Horseman on Pro, the other syndicated show. Let's take a listen.
All right, fans, here they are, the Four Horsemen, James, J. Dillon, all of them together, JJ.
It's a great occasion anytime the Four Horsemen are together, but what you're looking at in your picture is you are looking at what is Starrcade 86, and let's get the world champion up front because he's what Starrcade's all about, and he's going to get this issue settled with Nikita Koloff in real short order, and we're going to put him in his place. And the match that we're all excited about, the first blood match for the world television title with the American Dream Dusty Rhodes, and very simply what it's all about is the man that draws first blood on his opponent in this big match will leave the ring as the world television champion. And you know where I put my money. It's always with the Four Horsemen. And the Rock and Roll Express, they come out here, some kind of a grandstand play, trying to impress everybody, talking about flashing a contract for some kind of a cage match, trying to scare us. Hey, the Andersons aren't very hard to find, that's for sure.
Woo! All right, fans, here we are, back to the ring.
So it turns out it was just a JJ promo, even though all the horsemen are there. That's pretty rare, is it not?
Yeah, but you know what? He held his end up.
Oh, for sure.
Anytime JJ has a whole promo dedicated to us, he nailed it. He was as much, and I've said this countless times, as much a horseman as any of us, because he carried himself in such a manner. He was so classy. He was so intelligent. He was so worldly about the business. And when he carried a promo, he carried it. I didn't feel like anything was lost not hearing from the rest of us this occasional time. And it was only occasionally that happened.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is as we watched that promo, we see a lot of you guys in your boots, in your tights, maybe in a t-shirt, but certainly in your sunglasses. Sunglasses, trunks, and boots. That's wrestling, is it not?
It's arrogant as it can possibly be. Carreras for me.
Indoors. Yeah.
And what really got obnoxious is when we wore them at night.
Oh, it's the worst.
We did shit, Conrad, and it was just off the cuff because we could.
Yeah, sure.
You know, every one of us were different. You know, Cully was like Flair. They were the fashion icons. Ole wore the same shirt for at least 50 weeks. And then when he chose to go and wear street clothes, it was that same Munsingwear pullover 27 weeks. But who's going to say anything or do anything about it? Everybody was unique. Everybody was different. And, you know, the sunglasses, which mine were prescription, which nobody probably thought about. I was blind as a bat. I wrestled off of body heat quite a few matches.
Whoa, hang on. Those Carrera sunglasses were prescription sunglasses?
You betcha.
Wow.
So not only was I rocking those glasses, I could see pretty good with them on. Matter of fact, my granny asked me one time at the very beginning, because she never got to see me wrestle live. She said, "Son, do you wrestle with your glasses on?" I said, "No, granny, but probably should. I'd probably do a lot better." And it was an honest question from her.
That's tremendous. Well, November 2nd, of course, is when we see the WTBS episode. You guys were recorded on the 2nd and it aired on the 8th. And we're going to listen to that here in a moment. But on the 3rd, you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina, second from the top. Ron Garvin and you would fight to a no contest. Ron Garvin at the time was the Mid-Atlantic heavyweight champion. And of course, back in the territory days, that was the quote unquote top guy belt. Of course, these days, Ric Flair is running around with the NWA world title. So maybe not so much, but still. Second from the top against Ron Garvin. What do you remember about singles matches with him, especially here in Fayetteville, North Kakalaki?
Well, you had a bunch of soldiers, bunch of tough guys, bunch of guys that came down on their time off and wanted to drink a half a dozen beers and see a fight. And God bless them. Those guys, if they, you know, the men and women of the military, if they didn't do to an excellent level what they do, none of us would get to do what we do back here at home. So they had our respect. They didn't particularly like us because we were pretty indignant at that time. And when Ronnie Garvin put you through the ringer, it made for a satisfied crowd, because defending his title, he would beat the crap out of you. If he was going after your title, he would beat the crap out of you. Fact is, Ronnie Garvin was just, he was one of those bad apples, and they knew what to expect. And he was going to probably out-wrestle you, out-punch you, out-brawl you. You just happened to hope on that given night you could exploit some mistake that he might make. And that's about the only chance you had, because he was very skilled.
My goodness, do I love talking about our friends at Fairway. The Fairway Meat Department has always been considered the backbone of their operation. What customers can expect from Fairway Meat Market? Well, it's still cut by the Fairway butchers to ensure the best possible quality. It's the same quality they promise at the counter, but now it's delivered to your home nationwide. This has been a game changer for my household, and my wife can tell the difference, boy. Now, here in Alabama, I didn't know that Fairway was a family-owned grocery store chain. I didn't know they were a top 10 employer in Iowa. I didn't know they'd been in business since 1938. I didn't know that they had over 12,000 employees. But what I do know is they service the entire United States. And boy, I tell you what, it has set our grill on fire. It's been a home run, at least in my household. And listen, we've tried every single meat delivery service. I'm telling you, Mrs. Thompson knows the Fairway difference. For us, it's all about the steak. We can't get enough cuts of steak. It's a regular part of our diet. But the Duroc pork chop, that was something that I was totally unfamiliar with, and now we're hooked. By the way, Fairway Meat Market's quality meat comes straight from America's heartland. We're talking premium beef, including choice, prime, and 100% full-blooded Wagyu, and all-natural certified Duroc pork. It's raised by family farmers and sourced straight out of corn country, baby, giving you access to the highest quality meat in America. By the way, each and every cut, as we said, is done by their highly experienced team of butchers. They're going to make sure you get the same great quality every single time. And if you're familiar with Fairway meat, then you know that at the counter, it's hard to beat. And now it can come straight to you. You see, people love the wide selection of products that Fairway offers. From ribs to ribeyes, from pork chops and beef tenderloin, they have every style and every cut that your kitchen can handle. And here's how it works. You visit FairwayMeatMarket.com. That's FAREWAY MeatMarket.com. Select your favorite meat products and then just stand by that grill, baby. Get the gift this holiday season that your friends and family won't forget. And this week, our listeners can get the Butcher's Holiday Collection, valued at $275 for only $169.99 plus shipping when you enter our special promo code ARN at checkout. I know what you're thinking. Well, what's in the Butcher's Holiday Collection package? Check this out. 2 12-ounce USDA Choice Ribeye Steaks. 2 8-ounce USDA Choice Filet Mignons. 2 8-ounce USDA Choice Sirloin Filets. 4 8-ounce 100% full-blooded Wagyu patties. 6 8-ounce certified Duroc boneless pork chops. And 2 pounds of private labeled bacon. That's more than $100 off the best meat in America this holiday season, plus free shipping nationwide. That's FairwayMeatMarket.com. The promo code is ARN, and look for the Butcher's Holiday Collection. The code gives you a free shipping opportunity site-wide, not just on the select package, but I recommend you check out the Butcher's Holiday Collection. Again, it's $275 worth of value, only $169.99, plus free shipping. Just enter our promo code ARN at FairwayMeatMarket.com. That's FAREWAY MeatMarket.com. And the promo code is ARN. November 4th, you're going to be in Spartanburg, South Kakalaki. This time, and it's a TV taping. You'll be teaming with Tully Blanchard to take on John Savage and Ron Rossi. Any memories of those two guys you can share with us?
Yeah, you know who John Savage is?
I do not.
He is brother to the Barbarian.
Oh, I had no idea.
He is John. His name is John also, as Barbarian's name is John. And good physique, smaller version. But if you go back and look at him now with that knowledge, you could see the resemblance. And, you know, he had some Island Boy cock-strong strength, we would probably call it back in the day. Mr. Rossi probably was outmanned and outgunned, but I'm sure John did okay for himself.
Also want to mention that on the same TV taping, we had Jumbo Tsuruta and Tenryu tagging up to take on Brody Chase and Tony Zane, two what would go on to be major Japanese stars. I mean, Tsuruta and Tenryu were two big time Japanese performers. Did you get to spend any time with those fellows back in the day here in 1986?
Not really. They kind of did their own thing. It was that the amount of English that the Japanese boy knew, you never knew how much they knew. You know, it was, if they wanted to be social, they could speak to you any way that you wanted to speak to them. If they wanted to kayfabe and kind of be under the wire, I always figured they wanted to be like the bug on the wall where they could hear all the conversations like they weren't even there and get a lot of inside intel. That was pretty much the consensus. And by the way, did you hear Smokey go off on the delivery man just a minute ago?
I did. I wasn't going to sell it, but I'm glad you did.
I feel so protected. He's up to 7.5 pounds.
Oh, well, you'll have no issue. Does he know the Spine Buster yet?
No, he would be. Oh my God.
More of a Gourd Buster guy, if I had to guess.
I'm thinking he's more, he does what we call the Fred Flintstone. He will look at you and scratch off backwards. That would be his defense. And probably since his teeth are so tiny and his head so little, his jaws ain't very strong, that'd probably be his offense too.
How old is Flintstone? How old is he?
He's 4.
Okay. So he's working on it. He's getting there.
You know, they're just little bitty fellas.
Yeah. Yeah,
Pomeranians are tiny.
Have you guys always been Pomeranian people?
No. Our first dog was Sammy, and he was one of the most beautiful golden cocker spaniels you will ever see. Looked like a show dog. He was a show dog and sweet as he could be. That was our first dog, and we had him for 12 years.
Wow.
And we had Petey, who was the last Pomeranian, which we got from Ashley.
Charlotte,
for those who don't know who Ashley is. And we took over raising him, and he was awesome. He had a little attitude, as you could imagine.
Yeah, runs in the family.
Privileged.
Yeah.
You know, he came from a privileged family from the mansion. And then Smokey, we got after Petey passed. So we always have one hanging around. I'm trying to get another one in there so he's got a buddy, but nobody's having it.
Well, maybe we should have sent one for Christmas. You think the missus would have liked the new puppy for Christmas, or maybe not so much?
If you want to take the ass whooping.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm going to pass on that. November 6th, we're in Raleigh, North Kakalaki, the Dorton Arena, and we will see Arn defeat Wahoo McDaniel. Man, going back in time. Wahoo McDaniel, 1.5 man. I recently talked to Diamond Dallas Page, and he said that Wahoo McDaniel had the biggest hands of any human he ever saw. I can't imagine that you were excited to be on the other end of that on November 6th.
And thick.
Yeah.
They were big and they were thick. And his biggest advantage or disadvantage both was whatever night he showed up, however bad his shoulder was, determined where that chop landed. If it was really good, it probably hit you right where it should, right in the chest. if it was off a tick or two and he had to really aim it instead of just throw it, you might catch it in the nose or the chin or the throat. No matter where it landed, it was extremely painful.
I hate Steven Singer. With all the shipping delays and fulfillment issues expected for holidays, Christmas shopping has come earlier than ever. Luckily, Steven is giving every other jeweler out there another reason to hate him. Steven Singer Jewelers has the number one gift this holiday, diamond stud earrings. And Steven is fully stocked with the most beautiful, best value, real diamond studs anywhere. Choose a great pair of Anita diamond stud earrings for under $270. Sound familiar? Well, that's because it's the same price last year. He's not jacking up prices like everyone else. Just the perfect price every single day. No sales, no discounts, no BS. Steven's real diamond studs are flawless to the eye, near colorless, and come with his famous full value lifetime trade-in guarantee. You can trade up your diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you paid towards a new pair. And with an unbeatable full 100-day, 100% money-back guarantee, making it no risk for shopping early for holiday. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com, always with fast and free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. Let's take a time out here. And while we normally have a lot of fun on this show, this is a pretty serious topic. Life insurance, specifically Goliath life insurance. Let me give you a pro tip. We're all going to die. So before you get a visit from the Undertaker, think just for a second about what would happen if your family stopped having your income tomorrow. With life insurance from GoliathLife.com, what we're really talking about is protecting what you've worked so hard to provide for both you and, more importantly, your family. You see, life insurance isn't about you. It's about those who matter the most to you. Sure, you do a great job taking care of them now, but who would do that if something awful happened to you? I just lost two friends in the last year and a half, one 42 with two kids, the other 46 who left behind a wife and three kids. Thank God they had insurance. And hey, I hear you. Nobody wants to think or talk about life insurance. But think about this. You might not get in a car accident, but you have auto insurance. You might not get sick, but you have health insurance. So we'll protect our car, and we'll even protect ourselves from like crazy medical bills. But will we protect our family? That's what life insurance means to me. Peace of mind. GoliathLife.com streamlines the life insurance purchase process by allowing you to get quotes from more than 20 carriers all at the same time and at the same place. GoliathLife.com. You'll do a fast and easy application and have multiple quotes within minutes. And oh, by the way, GoliathLife.com has solutions for every budget. And maybe best of all, you pick your terms and payments at GoliathLife.com. Once you pick your price, you can start the online application immediately. And check this out. You can even schedule the medical exam to happen in your home. You don't even have to leave the house to do this. And yes, I have done this. They sent someone to my office. It was fast. It was easy. And it was unlike anything I expected. I got to skip the phone calls, the paperwork, and the crazy invasive conversations, and even the multiple visits to the doctor's office that we all hate so much. GoliathLife.com makes buying life insurance simple. GoliathLife.com promises no hidden fees, no upsell, no hassle, hell, not even a phone call. GoliathLife.com is life insurance in your hands, on your time. Get multiple quick quotes right now from the comfort of your own home and begin your application in a few easy clicks right now at GoliathLife.com. November 7th, we were in Hampton, Virginia at the Coliseum. Even though we had advertised Road Warriors versus the Andersons, it winds up being a singles bout with you and Animal. How was Animal as a singles opponent?
Those guys were better as a team. They just gelled better. It's like saying, I mean, could the Rock and Roll be split up and have a good match? Yeah, of course they could, but it wasn't the same effect as the flow they had as a team. Same thing with the Road Warriors. I don't recall why Mike, it must have been something personal, something serious, maybe a death in the family. I don't know. I don't even remember him ever not being there to make a shot. So I wish I could recall why he wasn't there, but had to be something serious.
the next day, Tony Schiavone is the announcer for the in-ring introductions in Charlotte at the Coliseum. It's November 8th. And again, you're working with Animal and singles competition. And then it's the weekend. It's time to take a dip and listen to what happened on November 8th. Of course, there's a variety of shows that happen on the weekend. Let's listen to a singles promo from Arn Anderson here on November 8th, 1986 on Worldwide. Here we go.
And now let's talk about Starrcade 86, the Skywalkers. Greensboro Coliseum, one of the host cities. Thanksgiving night, 8 o'clock, 12 gigantic matches, including in the cage for the World Tag Team Title, the Rock and Roll Express against Ole and Arn Anderson. Here's Arn Anderson.
This is directed to you, Ricky and Robert. You see, you've had that luxury in the past of being the champion. All you had to do was get yourself DQ'd, go through the time limit, or somehow slip out with the titles. But you see, you asked for the cage. That's your undoing, because you checked the Four Horsemen's record in any cage match anywhere in the country, and it'll tell you. We always come out after breaking a few bones and a few scars. So this, on the silver anniversary of the World Tag Team titles, it's only fitting that we bring them home to the Minnesota Wrecking Crew and the Four Horsemen.
First blood.
So that happened in the backstage area of the old Crockett office. They had the cage propped up. You walk behind it and cut your promo from behind it. I know it's silly and simple, but Lord, it was classic. What a cool promo that was.
Well, thank you. And you know what? When they do put that cage up and you're looking from the inside out, everything does look different. Just like when you're on the outside looking in, you can see what's going on in a cage match, but it's unobstructed. And before too long in those days, that silver, that bright silver cage started to get a little bloody and a little gory. And that was the story.
That is the story. And of course you can't do it by yourself. You've got to have the Rock and Rolls in there. This is a promo from November 8th. This is the Rock and Rolls here on Worldwide. Let's take a listen.
The Skywalkers. Let's bring in right now Rock and Roll Express in the cage for the World Tag Team title.
That's right, Tony. It's in the cage. We asked for it to keep the other horsemen out of the ring. The belts are on the line right there in the Starrcade, guys. Let me tell you something, Anderson. You better bet 110%, baby, because brother and I, we wanted to do one thing, baby, still be the NWA World's Tag Team Champions.
That's right, Tony. No Greensboro, but it always excites me. The 25th silver anniversary of the NWA Tag Teams. But let me tell you something, Ole, Arn Anderson, baby, like he said, we had asked for the cage to keep outside interference out. And that's what's going to happen. Greensboro, be ready, baby, because we are coming to you live and in color. It is signed, sealed, and delivered right here in this steel cage. And we're going to find out once and for all who is the number one team in NWA today.
For the world.
Man, Ricky and Robert, it doesn't get any cooler for 1986, but probably no comparison. Ricky was maybe a better talker than Robert, if I had to guess.
Yeah, but you know what? Robert had his place.
Oh, for sure.
You know, every time you start trying to say, it's just like saying Shawn Michaels and Jannetty, that Jannetty was the weak link. If you ever been in the ring with those guys, there wasn't a weak link.
You wouldn't say that if you wrestled them. That's exactly right.
Damn right. If you've been there, I mean, the skills, all of that. Now, you know, if you were in those days, if you could talk and you could work, or you had a great body and you could talk, or you had a great body and you could work, if you had two of the three, you didn't have to be a great talker, as long as you were an adequate talker. And let me tell you something. The Rock and Roll Express appealed to a female audience. And I would say if you went back and checked the numbers, probably female of all different ages, probably from 10 years or 8 years, all the way up to 25-year-olds. And they were all over that audience, you know, and that was something that wasn't normal. You know, we didn't draw. It was a man's soap opera.
Right.
We didn't draw a lot of women. Would you concur with that?
Totally. And they changed that.
they put some female butts in seats, which jumped the houses, because now the guys that were going to the matches would go back and tell the buddies, man, you should have went with us, man. There were broads all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's why that was their value.
Let me give some examples here. If you were a club promoter, and listen, there's a lot of people who maybe they're not club promoters, but they're at least familiar with the idea of ladies' night. The idea being, hey, if you come on down to so-and-so club, you pay no cover, and what do you know, drinks for everybody else or whatever they cost, but for you, drinks are a dollar or what have you. The idea being, if you've got a club filled with ladies, well, the guys will show up. Well, it turns out that works for anything, wrestling included, right, Arn?
Bingo. Was it brain surgery? Get some attractive women in the joint, you're going to have guys following them around. That's the way it was. And, you know, during that period, I would say if you check any other time in the history of the business, it was probably more prevalent during that time than any other time.
Feeling frustrated after getting rejected for a credit card or a personal loan? It happens way too often. That's why Credit Karma is changing the way people find and apply for cards and loans. Whether you're refinancing credit card debt or paying for an upcoming expense, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you fresh personal loan offers that are personalized for you. On Credit Karma, you can check out multiple loan offers side by side. Members who compare loan offers on Credit Karma save on average 30% on interest rates. It's completely free and easy to sign up for a Credit Karma account with no effect on your credit score, making it simple to search for the right personal loan for you. Credit Karma will even show you your approval odds so you can choose offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. And once you have a loan, Credit Karma can help you track your progress as you pay off your debt and even let you know if you can refinance and save. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head over to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized loan offers with your approval odds right now. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the right loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers. So if you're a regular listener, you've heard us talk about the incredible results that our listeners have experienced from using TestX9, which is the all-natural testosterone booster that helps you get more drive, more strength, more energy, and, well, helps your little general stand up at full attention. Well, Legacy Supplements has actually leveled up again, and now they're offering a combination of products designed specifically for men who may feel like they've lost their edge. They call it the Get Your Edge Back Stack. Maybe you're feeling more aches and pains than you used to. Maybe you lack motivation or drive. Maybe your mind isn't as sharp as it once was. Well, it's time to get your edge back, Daddy. This stack features the Pro Collagen Plus to increase strength and reinvigorate your joints. Of course, it's got TestX9 to naturally boost that testosterone, and of course, Total Mind to improve brain function and memory. Try the Get Your Edge Back Stack for 30 days, and we're confident you'll feel like a new man, especially if you're over 30. Go to the new and improved LegacySups.com and use our very special promo code ARN for 10% off your entire order. And while you're there, check out their best sellers, like the amazing Sleep Aid Recovery PM and the new women's line, Her Legacy, brought to you by 9-time world champion, Mickey James. That's LegacySups.com. That's LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com. And the promo code is ARN to save 10% off your entire order. Which paid dividends in a variety of ways. Let's talk about November 8th on Worldwide, the very same show where we heard these two promos. The Andersons are going to have a bit of a squash match and do a promo after. Let's take a listen and see what that sounded like here.
In the world today, the World Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express.
That's right, Doug. I can't wait for the Star Cage on the 25th Silver Anniversary. Andersons have been signed. Cage match, the belts on the line. 2-on-2, they're in the country, and a team in the country to beat the Rock and Roll Express. Right there, guys. We're going down in the hands of us, Jack.
That's the way it is, Tony. Like he said, it is signed, sealed, and delivered. The 25th Silver Anniversary of the NWA World Tag Team Champions. And it's been with the Andersons. You haven't seen before, they've seen earlier. All the things they have done to interfere with the Rock and Roll Express, because they know that 202, woo, they can't compare to it. But you're going to see right here, Thanksgiving night, when we step inside that cage, no interference, no
outside of the fence. That's going to be 202, baby. And we're going to get down. And they're going to find out, woo, who's the best in town. Rock and Roll Express forever. Yeah.
That's right. Rock and Roll is here to stay. And look at the man in the ring. He is upset. Arn Anderson wants the Rock and Roll. He's going to have to wait until Starrcade Thanksgiving night.
And I know Thanksgiving night, he's going to get all the rock and roll he can handle, too.
Oh, don't you know it.
So at that point, we see a look of you in a tag team match, and you're begging. You're just dying for those guys to come on over and say boo. And of course, they're not gonna. It's you and Tully. Let's take a listen to the end of the match here. Tully tags out, and you come.
Gorgeous Jimmy said, I don't have a partner. I don't have a man to wrestle yet. Oh, there's the guard buster. And he puts him down hard. But can he do it? He and Ole, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, inside that steel cage for the world. Tag team title against the Rock and Roll Express.
That's
Tully
right.
Blanchard, first blood against the American.
They're going to show a replay here, but Arn, real quick, a TV taping was essentially a night off, was it not?
It was a place to go show off, show what your skills are, take a less than qualified opponent and basically just use them to send an example out to the world. And that's what TV was in those days. Sharpen your claws for all the heels.
And talk them into the seats. And let's talk about that. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
All right, the countdown and on. The Four Horsemen.
You just got a firsthand lesson of what it's like to deal with the Four Horsemen of wrestling. The Rock and Roll Express can come out here, and all these teeny boppers can jump up and down and get excited, wave pictures and wave bandanas. But when they get to Starrcade and the bell rings, that's when the horrification begins, when they stare across the ring and look at Ole and Arn Anderson. And that's just going to set the tune for the rest of the night, because the American Dream's got that and a whole lot more in store for him.
David Crockett, if I can take a 260-pound, whatever his name was, Savage, and a little G-string and drop him on his head, what makes you think I can't do it to Morton, to Gibson? The bottom line is, in the silver anniversary of Jim Crockett Promotion, Silver Star Starrcade, I'm talking 25 years, nothing is more fitting but to return the titles to the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, who's held it more times and longer than any team on the face of the earth. If you're a bookmaker, if you're an odds maker, if you're just a concerned citizen, if you want to call the shot, call it this way. Four Horsemen will prevail. The night we prevail. Starrcade.
You know, Thanksgiving night, it's not going to be the night of the Skywalkers. It's going to be the night the Horsemen walk out with all the trophies. The night the Horsemen reign. Thanksgiving 86.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What a cool promo that is. Especially with the benefit of hindsight, you guys are fired up and ready to go.
You ain't kidding. On a shoot level, I mean, that's a huge, huge show on a huge night, huge opponents, and it's being built beautifully. Who wouldn't be excited?
And don't forget, in order to watch that, along with Arn and Dax, you can sign up at adfreeshows.com. Of course, that weekend, we had a couple other shows. On November 8th, we had World Championship Wrestling, the old 605 show, and we would hear from the Rock and Roll Express. Let's take a listen.
Side, as you heard earlier, in the cage, World Tag Team Monitor and Starrcade against the Anderson, Ricky.
That's right, Tony, the 25th silver anniversary of the NWA World Tag Team title match. You see, Anderson, we have been in a lot of many, many fights with you, but every time it come down to the end, it was always four of you. You know, you have seen, Tony, what all four of them did to Dusty Rhodes Ling, what all four of them did to my face when they crushed my nose, and you up by the ring on Anderson, you listen and listen well, baby. This time, it's going to be our match. We're going to be in a cage, no outside interference, because you already signed it, baby, our way. And we're going to prove to you and the rest of the world that we are the world's champions. Come on down here, big boy.
I'll show you something. Because we'll get it started right now. Starcade, baby. The night of the Skywalkers and the Silver 25th Silver Anniversary. We'll be looking for you. So you bring on all that down, baby. Because we are the champions of the world. Woo!
World Tag Team Champions. Let's go to the ring.
So, man, they're selling this thing just as well as you are. And we're not done. There's also the pro episode, which also aired on November 8th. And this time we're going to hear from the whole Horseman outfit. Not just the Andersons, not just the Rock and Rolls, but the whole Horseman.
Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, James J. Dillon. You got to feel good about Starrcade 86. But what a tremendous reception from the crowd for the superpowers, JJ.
Well, the adulation was very moving. But the question that I ask is, how long is it really going to last? Because Dusty Rhodes was destined from the day he was born side by side with his father in his early years in a plumber's ditch. He's had to dig and crawl his whole life. And granted, on a few occasions, he's gone right to the top. He's been a world champion three times. But in each and every case, he slid back down into the ditch. And if you check your history books, you'll find out it was the Four Horsemen that broke his leg. It was the Four Horsemen that cost him the world title. It was the Four Horsemen that broke his arm. And we're going to continue to break bones, to break spirit, all the way to Starrcade 86, where we're going to finally take what little they got left. And that's the world television title. We're going to take the world tag team titles from the Rock and Roll Express. And Ric Flair will once again reign as the world's heavyweight champion. And you'll see the biggest party ever, because the Four Horsemen are going to take it all.
Bob Cotlin, I'm not going to talk about Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. I'm not going to talk about GQ Ball, QQ Ball, Koloff, standing here all bowed up. I'm going to talk about a short subject, and that's the Rock and Roll Express. Morton, I don't know how many times we had to hurt you and salt you. Gibson, I don't know how many times we had to hurt you and salt you. All of America was behind you, pushing you to the front, and the whole time, all you could do was back up. You think you wanted a cage match? All we did was con you into it. Because, gentlemen, check our track record. Dusty Rhodes, broke arm, broke leg, via cage match. Ronnie Garvin, broke hand. Check the casualty list. The bottom line is the tag titles are coming home.
The Night of the Horsemen. Dusty Rhodes, you got to sign that contract. Crockett had no choice. You're going to be mine Thanksgiving night. And it's going to be the night the Horsemen reign in all over the country. Starrcade 86. The Horsemen are going to rule the world.
Listen, I know it's hard for a lot of our younger listeners to understand, but Starrcade was the precursor to WrestleMania. I know people refer to WrestleMania as the granddaddy of them all, but in reality, Starrcade was there first. And here you guys are trying to sell the closed circuit as it was in 86, and of course tickets, but still. Here now is Tully Blanchard, your tag team partner about half the time, taking on Dusty Rhodes in a singles match. And you yourself, you're going to be teaming with Ole to take on the Rock and Roll Express in a cage match. Was there any part of you that had aspirations to be in singles rather than tags? Or were you thrilled to be in a cage with the Rock and Rolls?
Be honest with you, my entire career, if you took it in a capsule and said, what was your favorite? Being in a great tag match with the right components was my favorite place to be, my favorite match. I believe to this day, if you have an unlimited amount of time, the right opponents, the right build, the right setting, nothing can follow a tremendous tag match. Just my feeling. And that was my preference. You know, singles, had no problem with, enjoyed those too, but being in a hell of a tag match for 30, 40 minutes, man, you could tell a lot of stories and really shine a lot of talent at the very same time. Everybody could show you exactly what their worth was in a great tag match.
Well, you showed everybody your worth on November 9th. You worked two shots, a matinee and a night show. The matinee is in Nashville. You're in the main event against Ricky and Robert, taking on Ole and Arn. That's the very last match of the night. And then you're going to scoot over to Cincinnati, Ohio at the Gardens. 6,500 folks are on hand to see Dusty and Nikita take on Rick and Arn in a steel cage match. Do you happen to remember a steel cage match here with Nikita and Dusty and you teaming with Rick? That feels like a pretty rare occurrence here in Cincinnati.
Yeah. And you know, there's so many matches that I had that if I saw it, if someone had film of it, I could remember it, but just trying to pull it out of the depths of the cloudy memory of my mind right now, I can't remember it, but it, you know, it was, that's a pretty stout main event for sure.
For sure. No doubt about it. On the 11th, you guys would do a couple of TV tapings for Worldwide and Pro. Both would air on the 15th. On Worldwide, you and Ole would defeat Gary Royal and another fellow. On Pro, you and Ole would defeat Brody Chase and Vernon Deaton. We're going to take a listen to that in a minute. But first, I want to mention a match that happened on the 13th. This stuck out like a sore thumb. It's you and Jimmy Garvin taking on Baron Von Raschke and Don Kernoodle. Of course, you and I both think a lot of Don Kernoodle and, of course, Baron Von Raschke. But you and Jimmy Garvin as a tag team is not something I ever imagined. Any chance you remember that one?
That's one of the rarest off-the-wall, oddball pairings. What, they run out of humans?
It feels like it.
I think there was something that happened that we didn't have any humans that week. Because isn't it just that combination is as weird as you reading it out to me?
It feels like a Royal Rumble. You're just pulling numbers at random.
Where was it?
That one was in the Norfolk Scope, November 13th.
Were there any people there?
Well, it turns out there was. The main event, though, was Brad Armstrong, Ricky, and Robert taking on Bubba, Bobby, and Dennis. And it's a DQ. So it's a little weird. You're third from the top. Somewhere in there, Rick Rude, who we've recently established, is fresh to the promotion, or the territory, if you will, taking on Hector Guerrero. The next day, though, you're in Washington, D.C. This time you've got Ricky and Robert taking on Ole and Arn. Morton is going to pin Ole 14 and a half minutes. And then in the main event, it's Dusty and Nikita taking on Rick and Tully. So it feels like they really like the idea of getting over Dusty and Nikita against various members of the Horsemen. How'd you like Rick as a tag team partner? Most of the time, people think of Ric Flair as an individual performer, a singles competitor, if you will. But you had a few tag matches with him here. What did you think of Rick as a tag partner?
He was more geared for singles. And the reality was you would, which I never recommend during a tag match, but during this situation, it's the only way it could happen. It was like having two single matches, to be honest with you. Rick had his shtick. He was geared one way. He had everything that he did, he would do on a nightly basis. That's what the audience paid for. That's what they wanted to see him do. I kind of had to fall in line because in tag matches, you sacrifice yourself quite a bit so your partner can retake the advantage, for lack of a better term.
Sure.
With Rick, it was a different deal. He took the lead. He did what he wanted to do. And I just kind of filled in the blanks. Again, if you have a chance to be partners with the world champion, keep your mouth shut, go out, do your best to look like you belong. And that's about all you can do.
Well, you belong. November 15th. We've got a Worldwide promo from the Andersons. Let's take a listen.
Fans, right here, the World Tag Team Championship's going to be on the line at Starrcade 86. The Andersons, Ole and Arn Anderson, it's in a cage, Ole.
You're darn right, and I'll tell you what, it's the best thing that could possibly happen to us. We've been chasing rock and roll for a long time. Bob, I don't think there's anybody more qualified to be the champions than the Andersons. The Andersons, championship synonymous, one and the same. Rock and roll. You run just as far as you can because now you come to stop in that cage. Starrcade 86 is going to be the biggest and best ever. We're going to be there. We're going to be right in the middle of it. The Four Horsemen. And rock and roll, we're going to go after those belts in that cage. Like I said before, people sitting at home, you may not have any idea what it's like to be in a cage. Go out in the backyard and take a look at your fence. Rub your arm against it. Rub your head up against it. You're going to get an idea what's going to happen when we put that Rock and Roll Express up against it. We're coming for those belts, and I guarantee you, we're going to walk out the NWA Tag Team Champions.
Arn?
I'll cuddle on this, the silver anniversary of the World Tag Team titles. First of all, we had to prove ourselves just to become one of the Four Horsemen. I myself had to prove myself that I was worthy of having The Rock as a partner, being the junior member of the Four Horsemen. But now, at the greatest single event in history, we're going to prove once and for all, rock and roll, that two little men are never as good as two big men. And as far as you go, Dusty Rhodes, we don't care about airplanes. We care about victories. Nikita Koloff, you jump the fence. You're in no man's land. You're on your own. But rock and roll, we're thinking explicitly for you. Cage match, Starrcade.
Fans, for Tony Schiavone and David Crockett, so long.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Four Sigmatic, a company known for their innovative use of functional ingredients to enhance your performance. One of the functional ingredients I love is the cordyceps mushroom. It's not a cooking mushroom, but it kicks your productivity and performance into high gear. Arn tells me that lately he's been using Four Sigmatic's Perform Coffee in the morning. It's infused with lion's mane for focus and cordyceps for performance, and this stuff is legit. Arn says he's more productive, more focused, more energetic, and he just feels more like he's on top of his game. You can also use this as a pre-workout before going to the gym or before going on a hike, or use it to get the endurance you need to get through your day. There's no jittery feeling. It's easier on the gut, just pure focus. This has been a game changer for Arn. He's told me he's been using it as his pre-workout for a while now, and he's really feeling the difference. And you're probably wondering, does this taste like mushrooms? Nope. The flavor is rich and smooth. It's the perfect cup of coffee with added functional benefits. They've got over 30,000 five-star reviews, and best of all, Four Sigmatic backs their products with a 100% money-back guarantee. Love it or it's free. JoJo Feeney, who helps us edit and produce all of our podcasts here, he's been telling me about this for years, and I'm glad we finally got some in the Thompson household. I've worked out an exclusive offer with the Four Sigmatic team on your first order of any of their products. Now, this is just for Arn listeners. Save 20% on your first order on the Four Sigmatic website. To claim this deal, go to foursigmatic.com/Arn and use coupon code Arn at checkout. Again, this code is only for Arn listeners, so please don't share it with anyone. You'll save 20% on whatever you want. So go right now to foursigmatic.com/Arn. Use that code Arn to supercharge your performance. That's foursigmatic.com/Arn. foursigmatic.com/Arn and use that code Arn to supercharge your performance. You'll be glad you did. So Arn, chat me up through Horseman Jewelry. It feels like when I watch that promo, I see you not only have on a gold necklace, but you got a gold watch. Of course, you got your gold wedding band. And then on the other right hand, you've got a gold pinky ring and a gold bracelet. Was it like a low key requirement in the Horseman? You had to have some gold on your wrists and hands?
I had never even owned a watch.
Well, so you had, a brace? I'm just wondering, that was a bracelet and had a watch? It looked like a watch.
No. It was probably a nugget watch.
Yeah, it was.
I had a nugget bracelet to match.
There you go.
And your ring was looking pretty good. Hey, before I got into business, I don't even think I owned a watch. So things were looking pretty good at this point. Business was damn good. And for a kid from Rome, Georgia, that was a meat cutter and pushed pipe and worked on a tractor and stacked furniture and did every lousy job a man could do just to contribute to the household and, make things fly on my granny's end, to be suddenly making money. Yeah. You know what? I bought my wife some nice stuff and bought myself a piece of,
jewelry or two myself.
Looks the nugget good, stuff.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it? Man. Nugget was in, Daddy.
Oh, listen, my dad to this day, and it's 2021, my dad still wears a right hand nugget ring. He loves him some nugget stuff. And I'm like, Dad, like that horseman shit, that's out of style now in 2021. But he don't want to hear it. He's still rocking nugget proudly, just for you, baby.
Yeah, and you know what? He would be correct.
What'd you do with your old nugget stuff? I mean, I can't imagine that Barrett or Brock are running around rocking some nugget stuff on your behalf.
It's another story for a feature.
Okay.
On what happened to the jewelry on another episode.
Roll title now.
It is not what you think. Let me put it to you that way.
Well, let's talk about November 16th. You guys would be back in Atlanta. You're recording a show for the 22nd. Now, as a reminder, most of the time in TBS, you record the morning and airs that night. This is football season, so you're trying to get ahead. You actually go on last, beating Tony Zane in 30 whole seconds. And then the next day, you're in St. Louis, Missouri. This time, you're wrestling there for quote-unquote Central States. About 1,500 fans there. And Arn Anderson would defeat Dave Patterson in the opening round. But in the quarterfinals, Sam Houston gets a win over you. But in reality, you probably didn't give a darn about ever going back to Central States, if I had to guess.
If Sam beat me that night, it was due to lack of interest. And I'm trying to catch a boat, plane, rent a car, anything, train, just to get out of there.
Trains, planes, and automobiles, whatever it takes to get the hell out of here into Greenville, South Carolina on the 17th, where it's Dusty, Nikita, and Animal teaming with Paul Ellering to take on Flair, Tully, Ole and Arn, the Horsemen come up on the losing effort. You know, it feels like most of the time when we're at live events and not on TV, more often than not, well, the Horsemen aren't getting their hand raised. Was Tully okay with that? It feels like Tully's a little old school. He would have rather it been at least 50-50. Do you remember in 1986, not 87 or 88, was Tully ever frustrated with the way you guys were being booked in 86?
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm sure it drove him crazy. It did drive him crazy. Got to remember now, he came from a different place.
Sure.
His dad had a territory. Tully was college football player, quarterback. And, you know, his dad had his own territory, and Tully was, I'm sure, one of the stars. He had a different life from me. I was thrilled. You could have beat me twice every single night, three times in the same match, and I would be thrilled. I was just glad to be there. And that was never lost on me. I wasn't worried about, you can't keep up with who won or lost. Sure, we lost as many, if not more, than we won. We just won when it counted, which would be on television.
Well, it didn't count November 18th. You guys are in a TV taping, but it's a dark match. It's Dusty and Nikita beating you and Tully. The next day, on the 19th, you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's not something we normally talk about here on this program, but you and Wahoo go to a no contest. Green Bay, of course, the home of the Packers, big time football town. Any memories of your match here in Green Bay against Wahoo?
And this is November.
Yep.
It had to be snow on the ground and
freezing. Had to be
freezing. And depending on that little arena, I don't remember if it was cold. I want to say it was, might have been a hockey rink. Not sure what building we ran, but you can bet it was freezing outside. And if it was freezing inside, those chops would cut you in half. Green Bay was, you know, it's a great sports city. They really support their team. And wrestling was, you know, when we come to town, we were a big deal too. So fan support was terrific.
Speaking of big deals, how about a 14,000 person sellout on November 22nd in Baltimore? It's Ole and Arn taking on Dutch Mantel and Bobby Jaggers in a Texas Tornado match. They go 8.5 minutes before you pin Mantel, but still 14,000 folks in Baltimore. It had to feel pretty good. A little vote of confidence, if you will.
It was worth trying to wade through that mustache of Duchess to have that many fans watching it. Baltimore's a great city. They always have been, you know, and what a team Dutch and Bobby Jaggers made. They were, you know, I mean, just if you just sit in the locker room and listen to them, they're both so full of shit. And in a joking way, they were just entertaining. And they, you know, it was, that's two, a couple of guys that I wish a lot of these young guys had the opportunity to meet and sit around a locker room with and just see how they enjoyed themselves and enjoyed the business. And, you know, it was just a different time in the business. Guys like the characters like those guys, you know, don't come around very often. And the fact that they were a team just made it even more interesting and entertaining.
Tony Schiavone tells a story that once upon a time you cut a localized promo about these guys and he referred to one as a slapjack wino and the other had a throw rug on his back or something like that. It tickles Tony. Do you remember that promo in particular? Because he talks about it 35 years later.
Absolutely. And the throw rug on the back was, he had that man, Dutch, had the hairiest back. It was appalling. If I grabbed him in the front face lock and bent him over, I was afraid to whack him across the back, afraid a bunch of spider monkeys to jump out of his hair. It went to a new level of a hairy back, I'm telling you.
Atlanta, of course, is going to host the WTBS tapings. You guys would record on the 23rd. It would air on the 29th. And then you're off to Asheville, North Carolina on the 23rd, and you're in the main event. It's Ricky and Robert taking on Flair and Arn. The next day, a TV taping on the 24th in Greenville, South Carolina. And you're in the main event again. This time it's one of those deals where it's just enhancement talent, one after another. And what do you know? Starrcade is right around the corner, November 27th. In Greensboro, we would see Ricky and Robert take on Ole and Arn. You guys go just over 19 minutes and Ricky and Robert get the win in a steel cage match. And you and Dax are going to watch that over at adfreeshows.com. And years ago, as we mentioned earlier in the program, Steve Austin said one of his favorite tag matches of all time. Where does it rank for you all time?
It's got to be right there because you got to look at the situation. Now, had we been the champions and we're going in to defend, the strategy would have been completely different. The onus was on O to take this, was on us to take the titles, which means we had to win the match. So we beat the crap out of both of those guys for the predominance of that entire match. If you look at the split, it was probably, I would say 70-30.
Wow.
And even after I got pinned and the Rock and Roll was trying to get out of that cage, Ole was pounding the piss out of them all the way out the door. So not only did we beat them both up, when the match was over, he still waylaying them out of the cage. So it was one of those deals that we lost, but nobody really noticed. And I think that's what Austin liked about it, is the fact that we were able to get two substantial sets of what we call steam or heat on those guys, and they were fighting for their life. So even in a losing scenario, all four of us benefited from that match.
By the way, you didn't get there on your own. You had to talk them into the seats. And on November 22nd, just a few days prior to Starrcade, you would appear on Worldwide with this promo. Let's take a listen.
Can you do it? Can you, inside the cage, you and Ole against the Rock and Roll, they asked for the match inside that cage.
David Crockett, I'm going to get out and I'm going to talk about theory. Theory is what comes to a head on a situation like Starrcade. You see, I go to these arenas in every major city in the country, and people look at me, they swear at me, they spit on me, they say, you make me sick. Don't you have any morals at all? And I go back and I think to myself, time and time again, I start thinking, boy, am I doing right? Am I doing the proper thing that I should be doing? And then it all comes to me when I pull up in my driveway after getting off at Butler Aviation, off that private jet. And I pull up in my driveway and I see those two new cars, that new home full of new furniture. Then I go and I look at my bank book and it all comes back to me. And I take that public opinion and I wad it up and I throw it in the trash can. You see, the Four Horsemen don't thrive on public opinion. They don't thrive on trying to please the PTA. What we thrive on is being the very best we can be at what we are. And what we're doing at this particular stage of the game is getting ready for Starcade. You see, when we go to Flair's and we're in that gym pumping that iron, doing those free squats, doing those step-ups, then we move into the house and we sit there and we watch the tape. The three things we've decided. Number one, rock and roll, you've been afforded a luxury of being champion for a long time. Now, the Andersons are on the attack. Check our record in a cage match. Number two, Dusty Rhodes, the one thing that is most evident about you is you cut real easy. So, first blood, there's our angle of attack. And last but not least, cue ball, just because you want to say you've been Americanized, Ric Flair's going to do what he's done better than anybody else in the last 4 years, and that is defend the title that's always been his. That's the Four Horsemen reign.
Arn, could you have done a better job selling the whole pay-per-view? My goodness, you ran through all the matches, it seems like.
I feel like I'm pretty proud of that one.
You should be.
Didn't stumble over any words. Felt like it was intense without screaming.
Right.
And it covered a lot of ground. I was hearing that back again. I think I was very satisfied with that.
Well, you should be, and you weren't done. As if that wasn't enough, Starcade happened on the 27th. On the 28th, you're back at it again, because why not? This time it's Richmond, Virginia. 9,000 fans there to see you and Ole take on Ricky and Robert in a non-title Texas Tornado match. And that's the last time you'd wrestle in November 86. What a memorable month this was, man. Starcade, all the other cool stuff. This has got to be a highlight moment for you overall when you look back at your story career.
Well, that was textbook way to build towards a big show, towards a big card, towards a lot of angles, blow off for some angles, just continuance of others, and just a way to feature a town and Greensboro, which had already made itself famous for being a great town to have a great event. It just felt like it was just continuing to get bigger and bigger. And I just wanted to be on as many of those as I possibly could be on.
Don't forget, we'll be back next week talking about all things December of 86, but December of 86 would include a trip west, San Francisco and Inglewood, California, and 8,500 fans in San Francisco, 7,000 in Inglewood. Who would have ever guessed? Not bad for a boy from Rome, Georgia, huh?
Not kidding. And never been to the first, West Coast before. It was pretty cool.
It was cool indeed. And we hope you guys had a cool Christmas. Today, as people are listening to this, Arn, it's Christmas Day. Do you have a little Arn Anderson wisdom for them to drop on them on Christmas Day?
Yep. Just guys, remember, it's Jesus' birthday. Remember exactly what it's about, and everything else will fall in place for you. If you just remember that and do something nice for a stranger, tell the people that you do really do love them, that you do love them, and just enjoy Christmas for what it's meant to be. In the last couple of years, it's for those people that couldn't spend time together because of COVID and all the other problems in the world. This year, hopefully a lot more got to sit around there with their family and just enjoy it for what it is. And I'm very thankful that I have the friends I have, and you're included in that list, my man.
Listen, man, it's been a great honor to getting to hang out with you. And I can't believe it. This is our last show of 2021. When we come to you next week, it's going to be January 1st, 2022. When you were a young man, Arn, could you have ever imagined you'd be talking about your career in 2022. That feels like a make-believe number, does it not? 2022.
Very few people, I think, can say that they started in 82 and pretty much have had a job in the business this entire time, right up until as we speak. And when you're a part of this business, I think you're always a part of the business in your heart and in your mind. I'm just lucky that we get to do it on a podcast.
Well, and we appreciate you guys very much. It's been one hell of a year. Both Arn and myself greatly appreciate it. Not only us, but our families. Our family appreciates your family. We hope you guys will consider adfreeshows.com. Not only do you get these shows early and ad-free, but you also get an opportunity to interact with these folks, including Arn Anderson and Dax from FDR. As we are finishing up the episode, they're going to take a look at Starrcade 86, that cage match that Stone Cold loves so much. It'll be a Q&A afterwards, and you can not only hear that, but participate in that over at adfreeshows.com. Until next time, he is at the Arn Show. I am at Hey Hey, it's Conrad, and we'll see you next week. Talking December of 86 in 2022. What in the world is happening? Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys on New Year's right here on Arn. You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. And as the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up? You lose your license? You lose your job? You total your car? You kill someone? Everyone knows the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie. Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.